This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Richard Terrell. He was born on April 29th, 1953, in Green Bay, Wisconsin. After high school, he attended the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, where he received his BA in 1975. He then attended the University of Arizona, where he got his MFA in 1978. 10 years later, he received his MA in American Culture from the University of Michigan. Music has been deeply important to Terrell. In fact, it has influenced much of his writing, and for many decades he has been a saxophone player for a number of jazz quartets. When I asked him how he got interested in writing, he had this to say. I got interested in writing, I suppose, because as a child I was good at it. I typed out a family newspaper at about age 10. I started an underground newspaper in high school that had a larger circulation than any of the half-dozen sanctioned school newspapers in my town. In college, I took a creative writing class, and that sealed it. My first two books were nonfiction prose, one memoir about being among the first American English teachers in China in the 1980s, another about my experiences as a jazz musician. His books include Coming Late to Rachmaninoff, Fake Book, Saturday Night in Baoding, Almost Dark, and What Falls Away Is Always, which was recently published by Holy Cow Press. Terrell has won the Minnesota Book Award and received fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Jerome Foundation, the Breadloaf Writers Conference, and he has been a Fulbright professor in China, South Korea, and Poland. For 27 years, he taught in the MFA program at Minnesota State University, Mankato, until his retirement in 2017. He lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Today's poem is 10 a.m., Papa's Cafe, New Hope, Minnesota. I like how the title does much of the heavy lifting in this poem. The title, after all, sets the stage for us. It tells us where we are. Terrell wrote it in 2015, and it's based upon a real moment in his life. I don't think this poem needs much of a setup. The story unfolds neatly before us as we read, but it is worth mentioning that it takes place in a town called New Hope. For those of you unfamiliar with the geography of Minnesota, it's a real town that is just northwest of Minneapolis. The name of the town matters here, I think, or it can matter if we want it to. This is 10 a.m., Papa's Cafe, New Hope, Minnesota, by Richard Terrell. I'm at my favorite dump for breakfast, usual booth, a stack of today's paper, and a pot of diner coffee, Saturday ritual. On the corner TV, Fox News calls for another war with the fervor they used for the last, but at twice the usual volume. As patrons leave after breakfast rush, and I still have Variety, Weekend, and Metro State to browse, the news cycle rant grows more insistent, like a bad color painted on bedroom walls by a previous owner. The president's waffling, the secretary's complicity, boots on the ground, long morphed into dead metaphor. I imagine so many feet without legs attached. How many times can you say the same thing before someone stops hearing it, and how loudly? I've never been in such a hurry to stop relaxing and get back to the stress of the work week. Then a couple long hairs even nearer to the set find the remote at the service stand and simply lower the blast to a red mumble. Thank you, I say, much too loud now myself. I've had that lying and crap rattling in my brain all through breakfast. Then I think better. Will some ditto head get up from his eggs to punch my teeth in, or worse, call me out as a wuss in front of Pam, the nice waitress with all those foster kids and the nameless busboys, who are really men, of course, and have names, usually in Spanish? It's all money, man, says a young guy in an Auto World shirt, Jerry in a box above one pocket. It's the bottom line. He's right, of course. What I'd call class solidarity, he'd call paying attention. Then another guy in the farthest booth smiles. I could hear it from here. How did you stand it that long? The papers on my table speak silently. Rape, abuse, that war we all wanted. My cakes are cold and the coffee not hot enough. My biggest problem, how have I stood it this long, though refills are plenty and free? When I leave, the streets are still paved. The cars still go both ways at once. The clouds still low over the suburbs. And the traffic lights still signal yield and caution. Stop and go.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.